Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Menachot Daf Yod Tet Amud Aleph, continuing with our investigation of those things which are Me'akev. Amar Rav, right in the middle of the Amud. Kol makom shenamar Torah vechuka. Any parsha that uses the word Torah, like Zot Torah Chatat, etc., and employs the word chuka or chok, eno elo lakev, means all the things in there must be done, none of them are dispensable. We assume that he means it has to say both. But we have a challenge. It says Zot Torah Nazir. It doesn't say Chukah anywhere. The fact that he has to lift up the Korban is Ma'akev. It says Ken Yaseh Al Torah Nizro. He must be done like this is sort of tantamount. In a sense, it's even better than writing chukah because it's insisting it be done properly. It says, Zot Torah Tzavach Shlamim, Imam Todai Yikivenu. It does not say chukah. Utnan are ba'ash, but Todah ma'akvin zevazeh. The four kinds of loaves are ma'akev each other. Shani Todai Yikash Nazir. Well, that is going to follow on Nazir because Todah and Nazir are compared. Kidichtiv al zevach Todat Shlamav. This is talking about the Todah. What's the extra word Shlamav? Shlamav, the Rabot Shalmei Nazir. So Shalmei Nazir have the same halacha. Alright, so it follows from Nazir. Vare Metzorah di Loktiv Be Ela Torah Zel Turiyah Torah Ta Metzorah. Non Arbaminin Shem Metzorah Makvin Zedze. You need both the hyssop and the cedar wood and the red thread and the birds. Shani Atam Kivan Echtiv Zot Tihiyah Torah Ta Metzorah. That's the word Tihiyah. So Ken Yaseh or Tihiyah, those are all indications it must be done this way. There it only says Chukah. We know that everything Yom Kippur is Ma'akev, and the two Siri are Ma'akev each other. Ella, what Rav meant was O Torah O Chukah. Means it doesn't have to say both. It's kind of like our Etzban Kuna thing that we dealt with a little earlier in the second parak. O Torah O Chukah. But that's not true. Very sharp about Tichtibah Torah. Now we're taking the opposite position. You're saying every time it says Torah, it's Ma'akev. We have Zot HaTorah La'olah LeMincha. All the korbanot, we have the word Torah referring to them. V'lo Ma'akvi. We have a whole list of things, including in our Mishnah, that are not Ma'akev. The answer is Torah Baya Chukah V'Chukah Lo Baya Torah. This is very much like Etz Ben Kuna. The word Torah alone needs the word Chukah with it. It doesn't really help. Torah actually has a whole different drasha. For instance, Zot Torah, HaTorah La'olam, LeMincha V'Shlamim compares, each one of them becomes a model for the others for certain things. And Zot Torah, Tzavach Shlamim, Zot Torah, Tzavincha, it says, all Menachot are one, all Shlamim are one, etc. Chukah lo baya Torah, but when it says Chukah, that's enough. So therefore, Yom Kippur, it says Chukat Olam, and that's enough to make everything Ma'akev. Ah, V'HaTorah V'Chukah Ka'amar, but Rav said Torah V'Chukah. HaKamar, Afagav D'Chtiv Torah, Iktiv HaChukah In Ilolo. He means if you start with Torah, then you need Chukah too. But without, not. It says Chukat Olam that the Kohanim eat the Mincha, and nonetheless, from Rav Komakom Shech Zirakatu B'Torah, Mibatorat Mincha Ino El Akev, only those things the Torah repeated about a Mincha are Ma'akev, Herzirin Lo Achzir Lo, and therefore we have our whole Mishnah with Blila and Ptita, etc., that are not Ma'akev. And it says Chuk Olam. The answer is Shani Hatam Dichiktiva Chukah Achilaktiva. Where does it say Chok Olam? It says about eating. That's after the process. But that's not going to work because Vare Lechem HaPanim, Dechik Tiva Chukah Achilak Tiva, there it says about the Lechem HaPanim that the Kohanim eat it, and that's Chok Olam. The two cups are Ma'akev each other, the two sets of bread are Ma'akev each other, and the bread and the cups are Ma'akev each other. So Lechem HaPanim is all Ma'akev, even though it doesn't say Torah anywhere about them, and it says only Chukah in reference to eating. Ella, kol heicha nechtiva achila akula miltektiva. When it says Chok Olam about the achila, it refers really to the whole thing. So Chukah should be enough. So why in Mincha are there all these things that are not Ma'akev? Shatam namakra migirsha migirsa umishamna. Then you take the komets from the flour, girsa, and from the shemen. Meaning geras or shemen makvin rein davar acher makev. Only geras and shemen are makev, nothing else. So the text goes out of its way to say these only two we care about. Sort of by repeating it, saying nothing else is makev. Now guf amarav kol makom shechzir lecha katuv b'torah mincha eino ela lakev. So Rav made that statement that whenever the Torah repeats something about the mincha, it's makev. Shmuel Amar, Geras V'Shemen Makvin, only Geras V'Shemen. We didn't hear from Shmuel before, And of Acher Makev, nothing else is Makev. Shmuel Vagav, the Tanabe Kralo Makvele, which Shmuel is going to think even if the Torah repeated itself, it's not Makev. Shinah Lava Ketuv Lakev is a basic principle in the hermeneutics of Kodshim. Alakol Hecha, the Tanabe Krav Vademakv. He says, certainly if the Torah repeats itself, it's Makev. I agree with you, Rav, for sure. What are we disagreeing about? Tvacha b'molokum so bikum so kemipalgi. If you recall, we threw those two passages against each other. Bikum so and molokum so, and we said, bikum so means it shouldn't be too much. It shouldn't be too little. Molokum so means it has to be filled, and bikum so means it can't be overfilled. Detanya molokum so bikum so shlo yasemi dala komets. That teaches you that it's by your hand and not a measure. Now, Rav Savar Hanami Tanabekra. Rav holds that was also repeated, so that's also Ma'akev. And if you use a measured komets, it's Pasul. Dichtiv, where did he learn that from? Vayakrevet HaMincha V'yamalei Chapo Mimena. Aharon did the Mincha in the Yom HaShmini and filled his hand with it. So there's a second mention of it. Ushmuel says, Dorot Mishal Le'alfinan. You can't learn a halacha for the firm established halacha le'dorot from a one-time case of Shmini. You could have also said you can't learn it from a narrative, but that he wasn't willing to do. But wait a second, and that's where Shmuel disagrees and says that the halacha of Midala Kometz is not Ma'akev, because it's not repeated. Wait a second, Shmuel is very comfortable learning perennial halachot from those one-time instances and from the same instance of the Chanukat HaMishkan. But none, we have the sentence. Only liquid vessels are Mekadesh liquids like dam, and only dry vessels are Mekadesh dry, like flour. Not crossing. That's the Mishnah. He says that's limited to measuring cups. If you put flour into a mazrek, which is used to receive dam, it is Mekadesh. That the mazrekot that were used for the dam, then the seam brought them, and they were filled with solet, which is for the mincha. So you see that Shmuel says, I'm willing to learn from sha'a. The answer, shaniatam tanabe kra treso zimni. It repeats that 12 times, because there's 12 gifts of the Nassim. So 12 times, there I'm willing to learn it and apply it lidorot. Okay. Amar Rav Kana Rav Asi l'Rav. So now they challenged Rav with his rule that says anything that's repeated is not makev. Vare hagasha, the Tanabe Kra, the hagasha, the mitzvah of hagasha is repeated. We'll see that. Velo ma'akvan, our Mishnah said hagasha, bringing the mincha close to the mizbeach, before putting the kmitza up is not makev. So man Tanabe, where is it repeated? Dichtiv zot Torah tamincha, krevo ta b'nei Aaron lifnei Adonai. This is Rav asking back. It isn't repeated. Where's it repeated? Because it says b'nei Aaron, bring it close. That's just coming to tell you where to bring it to. That's not telling you the mitzvah of Hagasha. It's Lifnei Hashem Patachu Amoed. The Tanya Lifnei Hashem, meaning facing the Mishka, the door to the Mikdash, which is the west side. Yochob Marav, I might think it's anywhere on the west. Talmud Lomar, El Pnei HaMizbeach. Therefore it says El Pnei HaMizbeach, which is facing the Mizbeach, which is south. El Pnei HaMizbeach, but if you look at El Pnei HaMizbeach, then Yachol B'Darom, I might think that it should be on the south side. Talmud Lomar Lifnei Hashem, therefore it says Lifnei Hashem. HaKetzad Megishav Karen Dromit Maravit Keneged Chudash El Karen V'Dayo. You bring it to the southwest corner, right at the corner, and that's all you have to do. Now, Eliezer Omer Yachol Yishan El Maravash El Karen, Ol Dromash El Karen. I might think you could put it a little to the west or the south of that corner. Amarta Koma Komesh HaTamotzei Shtei Mikraot Achad Mekayim Atzmo Mekayim Chaviro. Achad Mekayim Atzmo Mevatel Chaviro. We have two psukim, and you could read one and not cancel out the other, or read one, the other one and it cancel out the other. We grab onto the one that allows for the other one. What does that mean? When you say Lifnei Hashem, which is Marav, you can't be Bidarom. But when you say Lifnei Hashem, you could be Lifnei Hashem. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're really on the south side. Because Hecha Kiyamta, how did you fulfill Lifnei Hashem? Rashi, because Avrei Tana, Rabbi Lozer holds Kol Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kai. This takes us to the sugi on the sixth parak of Zvachim. He holds the entire Mizbeach was in the north, and therefore, if you're standing at the Kevesh, you're also right in front of the door of the Mikdash, And therefore, you're both lifnei Hashem and El Pnei Mizbeach. Okay, so we see that that pasuk was used not to repeat Hagasha, but rather for a different purpose, which is location. Matka Ravuna challenged Rav Harim Melach to Lotana Bekra. Melach is not repeated. And we say Melach is Ma'akev. Titania, Brit Melach Olamhu Shetehe. Brit Amurava Melach to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, why is the Melach called a Brit? That we refer to it as a Brit. He says, why is it that the Torah refers both to Kuhuna and Melach as a Brit? Just like you can't have Korbanot without Kuhanim, you can't have Korbanot without Melach. So how do we answer this? Rav Yosef, Rav Katana Didan Sfirole, Rav holds like our Tana, the Amar, Lo Malach Kasher. Our Tana says that if you didn't do Malicha, it's Kasher. So it's not repeated, and it's not Ma'akev. Amar Abaya, Yahachi, Lo Yatzak Nami, Lo Yatzak Klal. So do you think Lo Yatzak also means he didn't do it at all? We already went through this at the beginning of our Sugya. In other words, in our Mishnah, when it says Lo Yatzak, Lo Balal, Lo Malach, we're saying Lo Yatzak, those are things that don't have to be done at all. Leatzak Kohen Elazar, what conclusion do we come up with? Leatzak means if the Kohen didn't do it, but the Tzar did it. Chanami lo malach Kohen Elazar. So you're going to tell me now that our Mishnah means lo malach means that the Kohen didn't do it, but the Tzar did it. Then it's kasher. He says, Rav Yosef says, what do you, how could the Tzar get close to the Mizbeach and do Melach? So he says, therefore, it must really mean lo malach at all. Since it says Brit, perhaps Rav agrees that Lo Malach, that he does not agree with our Mishnah, and he says Lo Malach is Pasul, and it is Ma'akev, but even though it's not repeated because it uses the word Brit, therefore it is Ma'akev. Now, v'lo tana bekra, do we really not have a repetition of Melach? V'aktiva chol korban min chaba Melach timlach, that's the second mention. He answers, that pasuk is needed for something else to tell us which things need melach. Ilu nemar korban b'melach, shomayani afilu etzim b'dam shenikru korban. If it said korban in the context of, if it said korban b'melach, I would think that anything, afilu etzim b'dam shenikru korban, they're called korban as we see a pasuk later on from Nehemiah. Tamalom mincha. Therefore it says, kol korban minchatcha. It has to be a mincha. Ma mincha miyuchedet shachim bain chovala. A mincha is special in that other things come with it, which is the levona. Of course, shachem ba'in chovala. Therefore, it has to, only things that other things come with it, and etzim and dam don't have things that come with it. Imam mincha miyuchedet shematir af kol shematir. So you might think that just like a mincha is matir, meaning the komets is matir the shiraim. So therefore, every matir avi dam shematir. So therefore, dam might be included. Therefore it says, don't never cease having salt from your mincha, but not from your dam. Now yocholte mincha kula tuna melach. I may think the whole mincha needs melach. Tamalomar korban, only the korban part. Korban ton melach ve mincha kula tuna melach. Only the komets. Mainly ela komets. Minan about to talvona, so how do I know to extend to levona? The answer is Murabani Talvona, Shakin Ba Ima Bikliachad. It comes together in one kli. Minan about to talvona ba bifneatzma. So maybe I should, now how do I know to include even levona that comes on its own? Meaning a gift of a levona needs salt on it when it goes on his beach. Ulevona ba bazichin, or the levona that comes in the bazichin. Vahaktor, minchakon, minchakon, mashiach, chat nesachim. These are all things that don't have a komets. Emurei chatat, emurei hasham, emurei kochim kalim, evrei ola ta'of, all the pieces of meat and even birds that go on the mizbeach minayin. Tamadomar, al kol korbancha, takriv melach. That's why it says, al kol korbancha, and therefore that pasuk is not there to repeat the obligation of melicha, but rather to set the parameters of which korbanot need melicha. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next installment of our analysis of the first part of Mishnah Bet, in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.